Joining us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he is the coach of Crowder College. Hopes to be in Grand Junction for the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series for the first time since 2017. Travis Lalleman joins us. Travis, appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. Appreciate you having me on.
We appreciate you joining us in the program today. Right now, currently ranked fourth in the nation in the JUCO Division I standings. Your ball club has had just a sensational season. You're just 41-5. That's all. No big deal. 41-5 record on the season. Getting down to the final games of the regular season for your ball club before we start the postseason and the journey to Grand Junction. But I tell you what, it's been an impressive season after last year. No baseball for anybody. Nobody in JUCO got to play last year with COVID, and your team has responded with an impressive 2021 campaign.
They have. We had some guys that, the season shut down early, obviously, and last year at that time we were 23-3 and number two in the country. So had a little bit of a taste in their mouth and had some older guys back. So a little bit older club for us this year. But going into it, this is what we talk about all the time. You know, no one it could be interesting to see who ends up going home early, who ends up, making it to Grand Junction, because no one's had postseason, so we'll see how teams respond. So it's an interesting year to see what's going to happen. But, I like our age, I guess, or experience, I guess, probably a better way to say it. And hopefully that'll carry us through the postseason.
Crowder College Missouri coach Travis Lalleman joining us today on the Team Sports Network. And like you said, you got shut down last year when your ball club is one of the top teams in the nation. You have some guys that are back because of the eligibility allowance by the NJCAA in terms of, like you said, a lot of older guys in your ball club. Who are some of the guys that were key guys last year, Travis, that stayed around for 2021?
Well, the guys that would have been back anyways, Logan Chambers and Peyton Holt, some of those guys. But we got back a couple third-year guys and three guys that are in the lineup quite a bit, Jack Stroth, one of our catchers, Rod Criss, our center fielder, and Ian Ortiz, our shortstop. So, a few key pieces. I mean, we would have had, it's not a vast majority of guys, but we definitely have back some key parts. And, some of the key contributors this year, are Logan Chambers, Peyton Holt, Jeffrey Mercado, some guys that would have been sophomores anyways. And if I had to remind myself about halfway through, they only got 26 games last year. So, we had some ups and downs, and we had some times where we had to fight it during a pretty good run. I mean, we put, pretty impressive streak together, but same time, they weren't easy during that time. And it was kind of one of those things. You just had to kind of go through the growing pains with them again.
Travis Lalleman, coach of Crowder College, Missouri, with us today on the Team Sports Network. One of the guys that's had a really good season for you, Cameron Tissue, correct?
He was there last year. Yeah, Tish was here last year, and he's at South Alabama now.
Oh, sorry, sorry, one of your players from last year. Excuse me.
Yep. And he was one of the key parts we lost, in that lineup. And it was a freshman-heavy team last year. Obviously, flips this year, but he had a remarkable year, and he's leading off for South Alabama every game now this year as well.
Head coach of Crowder College, Travis Lalleman, joining us on the program. Let's go through your pitching a little bit. Obviously, if you're 41-5, the offense has been really good for your ball club, but how's your staff look so far this season?
Really good. There's some really quality arms. Starts off at the top with, our two top guys, which really are, there's not a big gap in there, but, James Hicks, South Carolina commit, I think he's walked two guys in like 57 innings. So you talk about efficiency, and three pitch mix guy. And then, Caleb Hill is a transfer from Ole Miss. Was with us last year as well. Left-hander in the two, he's going to Charleston Southern. Our three is Dylan Carter, and he committed with Arkansas, power arm, will be in the mid 90s. And then, there's other guys that have mixed in the four, a couple of freshmen. But one of the bright spots we have is the back end of our bullpen, which I think I've been out there twice. Wish I'd been out there more, but I know this. If you have a lead, you need some guys to make that thing hold up when you're playing at Saplesio. So hopefully we can get there and do just that.
Travis Lallman, coach of Crowder College, with us in the program today. I want to get back to your offense a little bit. 350 batting average for a team right now. You referenced Logan Chambers the year that he's having, hitting 428, and he's got 12 home runs. I mean, you guys have hit, you've hit 80 home runs this season. Some pretty good pop. I mean, you know, Landry Wilkerson has 10 home runs. Rod Chris has the 11 home runs. I mean, up and down the lineup, you've had guys that have demonstrated a little bit of pop in their bats this season.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we've wanted to, you know, you always try to do, you know, every year is just, you know, extend the length of your lineup is what we call it. You know, and try to get it, you know, where one through nine, you have a chance to compete. And, you know, we came out there in 17, you know, we had a pretty good lineup, and it was pretty dangerous. And making sure you put guys in places to be valuable and understand who they are and what they need to do. And this year it has been that, you know. So it's something where, you know, there's not one guy with 25 home runs. You know, there's guys with 12, 11, and 10, and 9, and, you know, it spreads throughout the lineup. But, you know, looking at it from a pitching perspective, from the opposing pitching perspective, it's a pretty tough lineup to navigate top to bottom.
Travis Lallman, coach of Crowder College, Missouri, with us on the Team Sports Network. Who's been the player this year, or maybe a couple of players, Travis, that didn't expect to get a lot of time, maybe on the mound or out in the field, that have been a bit of a surprise for you, that have contributed more than you thought they might to start out this season?
You know, there's been quite a few. I mean, and some, you know, maybe in a positional way. I mean, Josh Patrick has been a plus defender at third base. We didn't know if he'd be limited to first or not. You know, it goes back to last year. I mean, Logan Chambers is having what we facetiously call, you know, Nintendo numbers. But, you know, one thing that we didn't get to talk about with him last year is I think he only played 12 games. He was a pinch runner, essentially, off the bench. And we had a game, we blew a team out. We put him in the fourth inning. And he had four hits before the end of the day. That very weekend, Peyton Holt got sick. We inserted him into the lineup, and rather than mess with our lineup, we just stuck him in a leadoff spot. And he hit 720 with three home runs that weekend. And, you know, I'm like, well, what's going on here? And sure enough, he's never came out of the lineup since and might be the best pure left-handed hitter I've ever had in my time here. And, you know, so I know that's not a breakout guy this year, but it's kind of a leftover from last year, right, as far as how it went. And he's been a big one, you know, for us. I mean, obviously, tough out in every aspect of the game. And like I said, he's going to Tennessee for a reason. But on the mound, Connor Floyd was a transfer from Pitt State, actually. And we didn't know what we were getting out of him. And I think he's punched out almost 30 in 15, 16 innings and been one of our best bullpen guys and kind of a go-to guy. So there's a couple guys, one from this year and then one kind of as a leftover from last year.
Travis Lallman, coach of the Rough Riders, Crowder College, Missouri, with us right now, the number four team in the Division I NJCA baseball rankings. And look, your region's always district's always tough to get through to get to Grand Junction, and that's going to be once again a big challenge for your ball club, Travis, to get out here for the first time since 2017.
There's no doubt. You know, our region, I was just talking to somebody last night, and our region has some of the better arms that it's had as far as other teams. You know, we've managed to swing it well against them in the regular season, but, you know, anything can happen when you get to postseason play. And then, you know, once you get to the district level, you know, you've got Oklahoma and, you know, Louisiana and, you know, Oklahoma, Eastern Oklahoma, Seminole, you know, NEO. I mean, we've played those guys as well, and they're all quality ball clubs, and it's hosted in Oklahoma. So, I mean, you have to go play your best baseball at the right time, which I know is a cliche, but it's something where, you know, you got to have a little luck involved as well. But I feel like we're deep enough to be able to go do that. You know, stars got to align. We got to play well enough and hopefully be spending Memorial Weekend and then some in Grand Junction.
Travis Lallman, coach of the Rough Riders of Crowder College, joining us in the program. Yeah, I mentioned Eastern Oklahoma. They're number nine team in the nation right now. So that's Eastern Oklahoma State. Like I said, down the road, that could be one of those teams that could stand in your way of trying to come to Grand Junction.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's you know, Eastern, and like I said, there's some other teams that aren't ranked as high necessarily that definitely have ability to be, you know, trouble. I mean, Mineral Area in our region is one of the more talented groups probably in the country. And, you know, it's one of those things where the record, they didn't get off the to the best start, but, you know, here they are playing well as of late, and they've got some quality arms. And, you know, Eastern Oklahoma, Seminole State, very, you know, traditional program as well. So, you know, I don't count the chickens for the hatch. You know, you have to play, you know, the games one at a time and make sure that, you know, you're doing what you need to do to not put the wagon for the horses.
Well, it certainly looked like, as far as your non-conference schedule, the schedule back in February, I mean, you tested your ball club. You played McLennan. You played Iowa Western. You know, Iowa Western, of course, we know what kind of club Mark brings to town year after year. I mean, your team faced some really tough competition early on to start out the season.
Yeah, that's what, you know, every year is kind of the script, I guess, if you will. We want to play whoever we can. You know, I remember calling Mitch Thompson at McLennan one Saturday night and say, hey, you know, we may lose these games next week. You got anything open? And at the time, he didn't. But the minute he got a rain out, he called and said, hey, you want to come down? And, you know, we took the short 7.5-hour jaunt down to Waco, Texas.
Just around the block, right? Just a quick
just
little.
Just around the corner.
Like, you know, like going to the convenience store, just a little trip around the corner.
Yeah, just right around the corner, right? And so we went down there and you know, stayed the night before and played a doubleheader. But, you know, I think you said it best. I wanted to test our guys. You know, I wanted to see. I thought I knew what this club was going to be, and you know, I feel like they've managed those expectations pretty well. Very talented group, but I wanted to put them through the ringer a little bit because we played Cloud County and Butler County on Sunday night down at UCO in Edmond, and the game started 2.5 hours behind time. So our game two that was supposed to start at 6:30 started at 9:05, and we got home at 4:30 in the morning. Day and a half later, we're on a bus to Waco. We got home at 2:30 in the morning that Wednesday, and then had to move up the series with Iowa Western from Saturday, Sunday to Friday, Saturday. So definitely put them through the ringer that week. They were tired. I think we went 3-3 that week against really, really good people. But tested them, and then lo and behold, right after that's when we started the 32-game win streak. So, you know, it was something that I definitely wanted to do every year, is to play the best people, and Mark and I are good friends at Iowa Western anyways, and it's always nice to hear perspective and talk with those guys that way. And you know, it was nice to play somebody different in McLennan. You know, we also played Johnson County and Colby, and, you know, Colby came for a 4-game series and probably a couple of the best offensive players in the country in that group. So, you know, it's always fun to play the best competition you can, obviously, and test your guys early, and I think it's paying dividends for us now.